Welcome to the Kaiju Podcast. I'm Ralph.
I'm Jorge.
And today we are talking about Godzilla versus Mechagodzilla.
Yes, 1974.
Mm-hmm. This is our first 70s Godzilla movie, right? I think it is.
It might be.
Yeah, it's a doozy.
It is. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
This was a good one. This is definitely there with, like, this is in the top five with Rodan, I'm pretty sure, as far as, like, these movies go. Okay, we're going to get into it, but just overall ridiculousness as far as movies go, I feel like there's stuff that I would roll my eyes at if it was one of the movies that were from, like, the 90s or the 2000s.
Yeah.
That I totally am cool if it's in the 60s and 70s movies, if they talk about that stuff. Like, somehow, like, I totally forgive them for the bad moviness of it.
There's so many crazy things going on in this movie. But the thing is, it's like, I don't hate any of it. Like, there's so many weird things that are unnecessary.
Yeah.
Right off the bat, the title card.
Yeah.
Where it shoots Godzilla at your face a bunch of times, like it's an eye test.
I was like, was this movie in 3D? Was that supposed to jump out at us?
It could have been. It doesn't make sense why it kept doing that.
And I also like that the registered trademark parts, the little R's, were added later because they sometimes jiggle.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. The opening credits, we both watched dubbed versions, so I don't know how... because sometimes you get a completely different set of opening credits when it gets moved over from Toho's original release to whatever this came up as, like Columbia TriStar or something. There's the drums and the brass music. It's also like the music specifically in this is crazy and so great how it's like a period piece. It's of its own time. It's like as the Godzilla story moves forward and is now told in a newer in a decade past the 60s. Just has that different kind of feel. Lots of brass, drums and brass at the very beginning.
Yeah.
Anguirus in the snow.
So this apparently would take place the same year as the events on Kong Skull Island, right? 1974.
Oh, yeah.
The title cards, I'm assuming, because like half of the screen was filled up with like a primary color or whatever, I'm assuming those colors were there just to block out the original Japanese titles.
Oh, that's interesting. That's possible.
Yeah. But I like the way they look.
And it's like this, and that's after this whole like in your face, loud drums, music, Anguirus, the flash of light, all this noise, and the Godzilla being shoved down your throat. Like, Godzilla is in this.
Uh-huh.
And then they cut to this sweet music for, like, essentially what looks like a Japanese travel slideshow of just like, oh, look how nice this place looks.
Yeah.
And like these little like scenic shots for like the rest of the opening credits.
Yeah.
Now, I haven't seen a movie with King Caesar in it yet, so knowing that King Caesar was going to happen in this and seeing like the statues and going, oh, is he one of those statues come to life? Like, you know, I started having all these like, you know.
Well, he only appears in one other movie, and that's Godzilla Final Wars
from
2008 or something.
Now, and how well do you know that? Like, is it going to be the same King Caesar that was in this one? Or, like, do they make a new King Caesar for that one?
How
far away? How many years is the other one?
It's supposed to take place in the future. I'm assuming it's supposed to be the same King Caesar. He looks different. But when I was done watching this movie, I was like, I need to see more King Caesar. So I went and I watched the King Caesar scene in Final Wars.
Okay. Final Wars is 2004.
2004? I thought it was later than that. Because that was the last one until the 2014 Godzilla. That's a big gap.
Yeah, so they clearly would have made a new costume.
Yeah. Oh yeah. They made a new one. The toy that I have, I think you have the same toy of King Caesar.
Yeah.
Is based off of the old King Caesar, not the Final Wars.
Yeah, it looks The King Caesar and I'm looking at a still King Caesar in Final Wars.
It's more sleek.
But it looks like his head is bigger in proportion to his body.
Yeah.
Than like yeah, he's thinner. He's a little more cut as far as King Caesar goes, but his head looks bigger.
What's interesting is at the beginning of this movie, there's a vision. This girl has a vision of a monster.
Yeah.
And it's King Ghidorah
burning a city. Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder if they just use that for stock footage because Ghidorah doesn't show up at all
in
the movie.
Right.
And I don't think his name is even in like the credits as a trademark. Usually they're really good about putting in all the monsters and letting you know that Toho owns them.
Yeah, these are ours. Yeah.
Yeah. One of my first notes is the nutty music.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It reminded me of Escape from the Planet of the Apes, the one where Cornelius and Zero come to Earth.
Mm-hmm.
Which that's one of my favorite scores. It's very 70s jazz inspired.
From my memory of that movie, the music wasn't what I remember. I just remember the monkey at the end going, "Mama."
there's a cave painting of King Caesar.
That cave stuff was great. The handheld POV of the guy walking through the cave really got me motion sick. I was like, that is barf.
Yeah, it was moving. Like, it was definitely before Steadicam.
Yeah.
King Caesar is referred to as a huge brown monster.
At first, they, like, say King Caesar.
Yeah.
And I was like, have we been calling him the wrong thing for a long time? And there's a lot of different pronunciations of King Caesar throughout this whole thing. There's another part where someone calls him King Caesar. And I thought Caesar is kind of like King Seesaw with the accent in those places where they say stuff like warsh. There is the two sons picture on the cave.
Uh-huh.
And I was just basically two circles to... and I was like, that also kind of was reminiscent of Mothra patterns, I thought. But turns out it is sons.
Yeah, I thought all the prophecies and stuff, I thought they weren't going to be as literal.
So on the nose, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Like they said, oh, there's going to be a mountain that appears in the sky. And it almost, I know it was like dark clouds, but it literally just looked like a mountain.
Yeah, it looked just like that, cave painting. The other thing at the caves is like the thing that happens in the first cave, and then these people discover this other cave, and immediately the press is clamoring to get a look inside this cave. And I was just the idea of like, since when does the press react that fast about a cave, and who told them?
Yeah, the dude's flashback were turned into like this grid of the
memory of the
prophecy. That was weird. I've never seen that version of a flashback before.
So we see it's the guy who I guess ends up being the Interpol guy who's pretending that he's like into scandal. He's like a scandal hound.
Yeah.
Perhaps it'll help me. That guy.
Yeah.
When you first see that guy, he's like just kind of like peeking around the corner, and he looks menacing, and they pan down and you see he's got this ring, and then this noise comes, and I'm like going, is this ring makes like a plane noise of some kind? And then it cuts to the plane. I go, oh no, I guess it's just a plane. And so the guy meets this woman who's going to go meet with this professor. She's on her way to meet this professor, and the guy goes, oh, he wants to take you to a friend of his. He says, I brought a guest for you. And the guy looks at her and goes, wow. The professor was great because I totally recognize him from other Godzilla movies.
Yeah, I looked him up. I was like, I know that guy looks really familiar.
Yeah.
And I looked him up, and he was like, oh, he's in a bunch of Godzilla movies, even recent ones. Like either Tokyo SOS or Against Mechagodzilla or something. He's like in one of the 2000s.
Oh, really? Yeah. I guess he's in the original Godzilla. He's in Son of Godzilla. He was in Mothra. He was in Versus the Sea Monster. He was in Ghidorah, the Three-Headed Monster. He's also in a movie called Varan.
Yeah.
Varan.
The Unbelievable? Is it Varan the Unbelievable? It's something like that.
Maybe.
Sounds right.
There's like this kind of like James Bond quality to this movie.
Mm-hmm.
They're like specifically when like they're fighting in hotel rooms.
Yeah, there's a couple of those fights.
Statues.
Yeah, there's a couple of those fights. I really like those fights.
Yeah, I like them too.
They felt like kind of realistic.
Yeah, like a little. There's one part where the guy grabs the guy's head, like he's like grabbing him by the temples, uh-huh, and does this like temple massage thing. Yeah. Okay, so then there's this explosion in the mountain, and Godzilla shows up
out of like a flying rock, right?
And it's the cute one. That's what I refer to him as. This is the
cute Godzilla.
This is the cute Godzilla. He's got a really cute face.
Yeah.
And they immediately cut to Godzilla on TV.
Like the 2014 movie?
Yeah. It's all this stuff. They do a lot of this like TV, like that type of green screen to make it look like something's on TV. Mm-hmm. But they keep trying to zoom in on these TVs.
And
it's hard to keep it you know, lined up. And it always suddenly looks silly. I like the old guy called Godzilla the instrument of our revenge.
Instrument of our revenge.
Yeah, because like I think it was the old guy who was the grandfather or the father of the lady who had the premonition.
Mm-hmm.
Where like he was talking about like the revenge for the people of Okinawa.
Oh, okay.
And there's only one building there when Godzilla shows up, so he decides
to smash it.
Just gonna beat this building down.
Is an Anguirus.
Yeah, there's like that moving ground because Anguirus, you know, he buried himself underneath.
But there's the commentary from the girl that says Anguirus shouldn't fight his friend Godzilla.
Yeah, something's wrong. Anguirus shouldn't attack his friend.
Yeah. Also, Godzilla shouldn't come out of a floating rock.
It sounded like he also it was a floating rock.
It looked like a floating rock.
Oh, I thought it was like just like the top of the mountain was glowing and exploded.
It was maybe weird. It was weird. I know that.
Also, during this moment, there's a cut. There's a shot of the guy driving, and he's moving the steering wheel like when kids are pretending to drive.
Yeah.
Just like left, right, left, right, left, right, left, right.
Yeah, that dude would be dead.
Godzilla's got the shiny bit on his arm.
Yeah, it twinkles.
Like, It's like whoa! It's like a little armband thing that's like this thing that glows. He goes to grab Anguirus, and at first you see him struggling to just get a hold of his tail.
Mm-hmm.
Like the guy in the costume is like going, where is it? Do I got it? Is it, you know? But then suddenly it's super easy to lift him up and down and up and down.
Yeah, and then he grabs him by the jaw.
Yeah, but wait, before he does that, okay. One of my favorite parts is a moment when Godzilla does this thing where he's like just dusting himself off. He's like rubbing his arms on his chest and his arms, and it makes these sound effects like it's a kung fu movie.
Yeah.
He's going, yeah, so yeah, he grabs his jaw and like tries to break it, and like one of the bloodiest Godzilla movies I think we've seen, for sure.
Yeah.
It gets even bloodier later, but yeah. The grabbing of the jaw and the heavy blood coming down the corners of his mouth.
Like shooting out, like.
And I was like, is he going to kill Anguirus? But then Anguirus ends up running away.
Yeah.
And Godzilla marches off victorious.
Yeah, I remember.
He starts destroying the city and lighting it on fire.
Gigan, I think there's a lot of blood in that. I forgot that this one was so bloody.
I'm surprised. Yeah, I'm not surprised Gigan, because he's got that saw stomach.
Yeah, and the hook hands.
So they're like, this is Space Titanium. They're really easy to identify that this is Space Titanium. And I can tell just by holding these two up against each other that they're clearly the same thing, even though the only thing they look like in common is that they're both shiny.
Uh-huh.
What kind of pipe is that?
He says it's a powerful pipe. I have no idea what. I don't know.
I couldn't read my notes. It's like I was like Steinochrome. I don't know.
He says it's a powerful pipe. There's initials on it. I think it says like HM.
Oh right, on the bottom.
They keep showing that. Do we ever know why that's on there?
No, I mean I don't know.
They do a couple of insert shots that show you that it says HM in like red paint, but it has powers to do some sort of thing. Like when you separate the pipe, it like disrupts something. This is like an EMP or it's weird. That pipe thing is not the most crazy thing in this movie, but it's definitely a weird thing in this movie.
The pipe belongs to which professor? I don't have the pictures of them. Because one of the professor's initials are HM, but I thought it was the other guy. Because Hideto Miyajima would be HM. I had a moment watching this and being like going, wow, Godzilla's growl is weird sounding.
Uh-huh.
And then you hear the screonk, and I go, oh, no, I guess it's all right. And then I go, oh, no, there's two Godzillas.
Yeah.
And that I liked a lot. I liked seeing Godzilla against Godzilla.
Yeah. What's funny is, so we've seen Godzilla come out of, like, an iceberg. We've seen him come out of the ocean. We've seen him just, like, I think been in a cave before. But for some reason in this movie, he just comes out of a building. And I don't know why. He was just in that building, and he just popped out of the roof. I have a note here. It's a quote that says, the third planet of the black hole outer space.
Oh, it's just that guy's name. It's that guy's pipe. Sorry. He puts his initial on his own pipe.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure that's what it is.
Okay. It's weird that they kept showing it, though. They made it seem more important. But the third planet of the black hole outer space, that was...
Yeah, that's like his address.
Yeah.
Yeah, third planet of the black hole, outer space. It's like, that's the USA. And it's like, who are you? And it's like, this is his name, Commander for Conquest of Earth.
So one of the Earth guys sees Mechagodzilla and says it's some sort of Mechagodzilla.
Yeah.
Then, but that also happens to be the actual
what
name.
What a coincidence. We actually call him Mecha. He says, now I get it. The one that came out of Mount Fuji is a cyborg. You could call it a Mechagodzilla.
Yeah.
And then the
aliens say, we made Mechagodzilla based on your Godzilla. Does it make your mouth water?
Yes. Yes.
Why? What are the chances?
I made a confusion. Because there's two professors. The guy that I had recognized from other movies was the other professor, not the guy with the pipe.
Oh, okay.
Who was in? I'm looking at. He's got tons of stuff. Raids Again. I guess he played the same guy in a bunch of things. Same movies. Mothra, King Ghidorah, Mothra versus the Thing, tons of movies.
Okay.
Even 1985.
Yeah, that's the one I looked up. He shows up in a later one.
Yeah, the other guy's in him too, the guy with the pipe. Yeah, I thought that was really funny that it was I didn't expect the real Godzilla to appear so soon. There's a part where Godzilla's fighting. Okay, so there's like Godzilla in the sky. So I like that when they made Mechagodzilla, they decided to dress him up to essentially fool people into thinking it was Godzilla. Oh, by the way, that one professor wants to get a closer look at Godzilla. And it's like, what, are you crazy? The amount of destruction that the Godzilla is creating in the area. But there's a part when Godzilla's looking at him, and he's looking at that shiny bit, because the shiny bit got bigger, because he's getting some more of that fake skin off, whatever that is.
Yeah.
And you see Godzilla, like, tilt his head and go like, huh. Oh, what's going on there? And so then he starts, you know, picking away at that, and then eventually Mecha destroys this whole outer, we'll call it a costume.
Yeah.
This Mechagodzilla is great. He's cute also because he's kind of like a chubby Mechagodzilla.
Uh-huh.
He's got his little belly.
Mm-hmm.
There's this thing he does. He opens his mouth, but he shoots lasers out of his eyes. Or maybe it's majors. I don't know. It was like, oh. Like, I wondered if it was like an afterthought. Like, if they're like, oh, he's going to shoot as well. And he opens his mouth. So we...
Someone didn't get the memo. Stuff later.
And then they went, oh, no, let's shoot him out of his eyes instead. But he's already opening his mouth. That won't be a big deal. And then there's a part where they're shooting at each other at the same time. This, like, do not cross the streams moment.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of like a wizard battle where, like, each one is shooting a beam into the other beam. And it's like, who's going to win in that moment?
Yeah, it's like it's like a tug of war where the energy, how close as it gets to the other guy.
Yeah.
I have this one note. It says gun on the chin, which I've never seen before, where someone is holding someone kind of hostage with a gun, but is just jamming the gun into the chin.
I was for a while, I was trying to figure out if all the alien people had gray stains on their face.
It seemed like just the leader.
Just the commander does.
And when they get shot is when they reveal their true form, I guess.
Well, yeah, it's like it's the sense that the what keeps them from looking like gorillas is they have to concentrate really hard. Because anytime they get injured or something, you know, then they immediately reveal themselves in their gorilla form. It's like the opposite of like when you shoot the wolf man and then he goes back to being a human right away.
Yeah. What'd you think of the ape alien guys?
I liked the guy getting shot and having half a face. Uh-huh. I thought that was really cool. Also, the leader, he has like extra bumps.
Yeah, he had like fingernails coming out of his forehead and stuff. They look like kind of like
were?
I don't know. They look like kind of like Darth Maul horns or
like
something.
Like little wart things. I mean, this jumps ahead to that moment, but I liked when like he gets revealed. The woman, she can't even look at him.
Yeah,
she has to hide him. He goes, oh god,
because
they're so disgusting.
Their faces like fizz up first.
The mountain base that they live in has an execution room.
Yeah,
and they execute people by basically steaming them to death.
I'm up to the my so notes where good. Godzilla gets struck by lightning a whole bunch.
Hey, wait, when the lady says she thought she heard Godzilla, when there's a lot of stuff on the boat, like just hanging out on like a lot of like seeing like shots of people on riding on boats on their way.
Yeah.
Now, when the lady says she thinks she heard Godzilla, did she hear Godzilla? Because I don't remember hearing anything.
I didn't hear anything.
Okay. Yeah, Godzilla gets struck by lightning a lot, and he starts glowing.
Yeah, and his back starts sparking up.
And I was like, going, wait. I go, they're not going to make him stronger with lightning because that's Kong's thing.
But what's weird is like it was happening for no reason. And it was just kind of this scene where he gets struck by lightning. I was like, okay, that was weird. But I didn't think it was going to come back into play later. But it did.
Yeah.
We'll get into that in a little bit.
The guy goes to steal the statue again. This is like the second of those kind of bond fights. And I was sitting there going, dude, just take the bag. He's going this whole thing and just unzipping while the lady's asleep there to try and get the thing. And is there no one else on this boat?
It was weird because it seemed like a huge cruise ship, but there's only like five people on it. Like,
yeah.
Two bad guys. The
like,
dude,
you don't even see like the crew.
Yeah.
Walking around.
Yeah. The guy, the girl, the mystery man, and then like an ape man.
Yeah.
And then they wrestle around some more, which is fun.
There's a part then that the lady, there's a part where she yells Keisuke, and I thought she said Godzuki.
Yes. I thought I heard that too.
Yeah, so it's great. Like there's just this whole like weird caper / spy intrigue element to this movie.
Yeah, because they're trying to get this King Caesar statue, and it gets tossed overboard. But it turns out it was a duplicate. It was a fake.
Right. He had it. Say,
which I
it's another one of the things that they laugh about.
Yeah, which I really enjoyed. I'm like, oh well, there goes the statue. Like you're not gonna be able to get that back out of the ocean.
Yeah,
and then
yeah,
later gone. Later he reveals that he made a duplicate, and I'm like, oh okay, cool, I'm fine with this.
Oh, that reminds me, the first fight in like the professor's office or something like that. There was also this part where like this like what looks like an ancient pottery art thing gets destroyed. Mm-hmm. That's like a little statue, but the part that gets like the broken bit is white. So I was like, oh, it's just a plaster thing that they made to look like clay. Mm-hmm. Gotcha. They make these. There's a couple of shots where like you see people walking in front of Mechagodzilla just to kind of show you how big it is. Yeah. There are a lot of shots of like little people walking in front of it.
Yeah, they had that little rectangled off mat.
I like. There's a part where the guy goes, "Who are you? A spaceman?"
I wrote down a part that said, "Goodbye, stupid Earthman."
Oh yeah, I got that too. Goodbye, stupid Earthlings. They have a secret stalactite button to get them into the base.
I wrote that down too.
I love it. That's how they learned how they can get in later.
Secret stalactite door opener is what I wrote.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's
That was great.
It's a good hiding place.
It's a really good detail. So when they escape, when they save the people out of the steam room, first of all, they knock out the guards and they dress up as them. And I was like, they're going to get away with this. There's not that many people who work in this place. But the moment in the car when the guy – this is right at Goodbye, Stupid Earthlings. And he goes, oh, hold on a second. And he reaches in and he pulls out. And at the time, I called it, hold on, let me get my strangle string. before he even – then later it totally pays off because that's exactly what he uses it for. But so they get the strangle string to basically blow up the car to show that the car had been, like, rigged to blow up in, like, classic mafia style.
Yeah.
74. So this is post The Godfather. Could be a Godfather influence. I'm going to go back inside and take care of those bastards. I want to go inside with you. Well, brother, okay with you? Okay. That guy is so mad. He's like, yeah. Is it okay with you, brother, if I go and fight guys too? And then the guy, very heavy-handedly says, here, you better take this. Maybe give some help. And he gives him his pipe back.
Yeah.
Oh, also another quote I wrote down. How's it going? Ask me later. Let's go to the castle. Yeah. Oh, my God, I was right. And then parentheses, strangle string. Oh, yeah. That's what it is. They strangle that guy. And then so as they strangle that guy, he's dead, I guess. And then I wrote, and gorilla. Like, just wait for it to come back. That's the one she can't even look. Oh, that must be the leader, because that's the one she can't even look at.
Yeah.
So then I go, oh, so there are two Interpol guys. One wears white, one wears black.
Yeah. It took me a while to figure that out.
And then the moment of putting the statue in its place.
Ah, yes.
And this long, long moment of looking at the sun, looking at the statue.
And singing.
Looking at the sun, looking at the statue. The sun, the statue. The sun, the statue. It goes for a long time. And then that just breaks open the rock so we can actually see his face.
And he's sleeping.
And then the song. The song.
I love the song.
I was like, so this was like the hit single from the King Caesar movie? It's just like, let's pause and do the whole song with accompaniment.
Yeah.
And it's just her on her knees singing to King Caesar.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I have this song on one of my Godzilla albums, and I love it. I love it so much. So
it worked.
It's essentially like the Mothra twins.
Yeah.
But they never stop to just sit and play the whole thing. Like, yeah. There's a couple of verses. I probably should have looked it up, but there's probably lyrics that have been translated.
Oh, but, good question.
But she is definitely singing.
Yeah, I only picked up when she says, like, King Caesar.
Yeah.
Everyone is happy to see him. His ears stand up.
But what I love is you only get shots of her kneeling and singing and then shots of his face.
Yeah.
And then the song ends. There's like a beat and then his eyes glow red.
Yeah.
It's like a big zoom in on his eyes. I didn't realize how little he was in this movie, but I love King Caesar.
I mean, as far as how much screen time he gets?
Yeah. And he really doesn't do much in the fight. I think he gets tossed by Mechagodzilla.
He doesn't do much at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Considering the whole buildup and the whole point of the movie is getting this statue, like, when he wakes up, maybe he's just groggy. He's been asleep for a while. But,
His main attack is basically running at you.
Yeah, and just kind of, like, laying a shoulder into your stomach. So the fight. This fight is nuts.
So King Caesar has eye beams too.
Yeah, they're like rainbowy, right?
They look like Mega Godzilla's eye beams. Yeah. And I looked something up, and then I didn't realize this when we were watching it, but I guess it said, his most notable ability, however, is his ability to draw the energy beams of energy monsters into his eyes and fire it back at the target. So he is shooting Mechagodzilla's beams back at him.
Oh, so is that why he has that like kind of like crystal on his head? It's like a blue crystal on his head or something. Maybe that like pulls in the energy. Okay, so he doesn't shoot rainbows.
But because his eyes are also like look like they're like shiny like jewels or like stop, you know,
like Ewoks.
Yeah, so much. This is so much in this fight. Mechagodzilla shoots like fingers from his fingers.
Yeah,
and from his King toes. Caesar goes and hides behind a rock, and then Mechagodzilla just destroys that rock.
Yeah, that reminded me of King Kong versus Godzilla. I think King Kong did that.
Yeah, hides. Yeah.
Mechagodzilla puts his head backwards, which was kind of funny to look at.
When he spins it around?
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah. There's that, too. But he was, shooting at Godzilla one way.
Yeah, then... he turns it to face behind him so he could shoot his eyes at King Caesar and shoot his feet at Godzilla.
Yeah. But, yeah, then the head spin.
He puts his hand in his mouth. Like, it Mechagodzilla, I think, kept shoving his hand down King Caesar's mouth. And karate chopping him.
Uh-huh.
The quote, Mega Godzilla beat Godzilla to death.
So the head spin creates a barrier.
Oh, yeah, the force field.
Yeah.
Which burns Godzilla's hand.
Yes.
Yeah, right before that, Godzilla like does this thing where like he falls backwards or he falls down while he's shooting his atomic breath. Yeah, meanwhile, those guys are all caught. They're prisoners. They got caught in this thing that shoots little like red lightning bolts down at them, little red shocks.
Yeah.
That little shocker machine, which when the guy says, I'm amazed you're still alive, Professor, but you must not underestimate. And the gets a little cut off, but I guess he does say it. And so while he's doing that, the guy has unfolded, like unrolled his ring. It's got like a saw that can saw through chains as the super slow attempt at like escaping. It takes them a while.
Yeah.
Oh, so I have a note to ask you about something. I'm going to wait till the end.
Okay.
Because it's about when we were texting each other while we were watching this movie. Okay, so then there's a part where Mechagodzilla is shooting from his chest and his eyes at them and King Caesar hides behind Godzilla. He's a little chicken.
But
he's looking out for himself.
Yeah. So once again, the whole movie, they've been trying to wake this monster that was going to save the day.
Yeah.
He gets tossed once, he hides behind a rock, and now he's hiding behind Godzilla. That's pretty much it.
Mechagodzilla shoots out of every hole.
Oh, yeah. I just put lasers everywhere. And Godzilla gets hit in the neck. What do you think of that?
Yeah. Spurting blood. I wrote, what the fuck? At first, he's like, he holds neck. He gets hurt a little bit. And I was like, I kept hearing like an announcer voice saying like, is this the end of Godzilla?
It was everywhere. There's blood shooting everywhere.
So my, it's like they got a vein.
Yeah. And then he gets blood all over his body, and then Mechagodzilla shoots spikes into him.
Yeah, he darts him.
And there's just blood all over his body. Just crazy how much blood is on Godzilla. And then he flexes, and then they pop out of his body.
Yeah.
And then he electrifies.
Yes. There's a part where he raises both hands up. And I was like, oh, is he going to do like, because it looked like he was about to do that crane stance from Karate Kid.
Yeah.
And so then, yeah, he becomes magnetic.
Yeah. The lightning effect with the sparks flying out of his back happens again. And then all of a sudden there's like these telephone towers or those kind of electrical wire towers start flying towards Godzilla.
Right.
And you realize he's magnetic. And then they tell you he's magnetic.
Then he starts pulling. Like, I like the Mechagodzilla flying pose.
It's just kind of like a different suit. It's just like a chunk of plastic with the arm stuck to the side.
Yeah.
And then it looks like a piece of the tail comes off so that it acts as a rocket. So he's like a rocket in his feet and then rockets out his tail.
And there's a part where he's trying to fly. This is this whole struggle with Godzilla's like pulling him in with his magnetism. And he's kind of doing this thing with his arms, like almost like it's an invisible lasso.
Yeah.
Pulling him forward.
It's not something that I've ever seen before or since this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Godzilla's being able to be magnetized.
Yeah, there's a part where they're talking about it, and I couldn't quite get what they said, but it was something like he's transformed into something of magnetic force.
Yeah.
Up and down, up and by the way, this Mechagodzilla's got like these accordion knees.
Yeah, I remember we were watching Godzilla against Mechagodzilla, and you had an issue with Mechagodzilla knees in that one.
Yeah.
Where they were like a big ball.
The big ball kneecaps.
Yeah. I like these more. But
yeah, this is better for shock absorbing.
Yeah. And then I also like the vent in the neck, which is clearly where the actor looks out of.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's just this square vent.
So then Godzilla twists his head around.
Uh-huh.
But I was like, well, we already know it does that. So it wasn't as like... unless it's like, hey, don't force it.
Yeah.
Don't force it. You're going to break it off. He just broke his head off. Mm-hmm. I just said broked. he just broke his head off. And then when they kill the commander, he's also spurting.
It's green goo straight out of his neck. Like they figured out that effect and they were like, oh, we got to use that more.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This part where he says, I can't believe it. The magnificent machine Mechagodzilla has been defeated. Yeah, I wrote, he's a gorilla with a bumpy face. Mecha G blows up. It sends Godzilla flying backwards into the water. I wrote, wet victory.
Yeah, he's in there yelling.
He celebrates in the water.
And he takes off.
And the whole thing, like the mountain, the cave thing blows up. The cave base basically blows up.
Yeah.
It's destroyed.
Yeah.
So all those guys died in there, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. I think they showed them coming out. The good guys.
They did?
Yeah.
Because it seemed like they were mourning them.
Oh, no. I thought there was a shot where they came out. Because it looked like just like a 70s house on the outside. But King Caesar goes back to sleep.
Yep.
Yeah, he really doesn't do much. It's probably why I wanted to watch Final Wars, because I want to actually see him do some more fighting. Just
fighting? Yeah, like I was trying to figure out like his move, which is basically almost like a tackle. You know, I was like, yeah. it's like his move is like the King Kong Bundy avalanche.
Yeah, he seems like he runs pretty quick.
Yeah.
That's his thing, is he's kind of nimble, and he's got those like dreads kind of hanging off his shoulders, which kind of look cool.
Yeah, I like that he's like a dog. He's like a dragon dog or
yeah, there's not really a lot of hairy monsters that Godzilla fights.
No.
Or in the Godzilla movies. Like there's King Kong, and then I guess you can kind of consider Mothra
as hairy.
Yeah. But you really don't see that.
Hey, so when we were talking about, you were like saying there's a lull in the middle.
Yeah, I think I just meant the boat.
The boat ride?
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, because I didn't feel like a lull in there. Because I was like, if there's a lull, I was like, does he mean the song? Because it's very much like, we're going to pause and do a whole song now.
It might have just been me waiting for the song. So I'm like, hurry up, movie, get to the song.
Yeah, but I was like, because I go, if it's the song, I'm kind of into the fact that they're spending this much time on this song.
but I think it was because
adds to it.
I think it's mostly because you don't see the monsters for a while. But the other stuff is so crazy that I guess it's still pretty entertaining.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's just a weird... It may be the weirdest movie so far. I think weirder than Shin Godzilla. Because I think most of the weirdness from Shin Godzilla is just because of the evolution of Godzilla, which we hadn't seen before.
Right. I, but I, I, I don't know. I think weirdest, the one with the kid, that's the fantasy one.
Oh, Godzilla's Revenge?
Is pretty weird.
Yeah.
You know. Oh, you know, I'm just being by myself because I'm a loser like you, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. But at least that's just a kid dreaming about Godzilla monsters. But this is like space alien apes and
yeah,
mystical yeah, prophecies.
I do like the idea of a half ape face yeah. cosplay.
Yeah.
And how many people would catch on that and be like, oh.
Yeah, I was thinking I'd rather be dressed as one of these aliens than the Planet X aliens.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I like the jumpsuit because I saw a picture online. I think you had sent it to me on Instagram or something where it was just like a promo shot of where he's got the full ape face and he's holding the laser gun.
Yeah.
But it's like his belt buckle looks like a gorilla face. I thought that looked really cool.
Oh, that's cool. I didn't know.
And then
that.
They had these weird like metal like kind of sheet.
You
like,
didn't
strips.
You didn't really see them like that in action. Yeah. You didn't see them like full gorilla running around. Yeah. That's what I would have wanted to see, like them as gorillas doing stuff.
Yeah.
You like anytime it was like a brief moment and it was they were already dead or,
yeah.
or not conscious.
I do like the silver paint smear though of the leader.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah, the birthmark.
Yeah.
Yeah, this one I liked a lot.
Yeah, it was out there. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it started out because you saw it and you're like, you texted me, like, man, I forgot how crazy this movie is. And then I was like, oh, you're totally right. This is totally nuts when I finally got to watching it.
Just trying to describe it to somebody. What's the one? I know King Caesar's in it and Mechagodzilla, but I think there's also one with like ape aliens.
Yeah.
And you just start thinking about
they
all
threw
the weird
so
stuff,
much at this movie.
Like weird mystical pipes.
What was the Godzilla movie before this? Do you know?
The one that came out before this?
Yeah.
Probably Ghidorah, the Smog Monster, I believe.
And how long ago would that have been?
73, probably.
Oh, just a year before?
I think so. I'd have to look it up. Because I think after this one is the Terror of Mechagodzilla, and that one was the last one before Godzilla 1985. I think that's how it goes. Or Megalon might have been before this one. There's a really weird... The 70s are really weird.
Mm-hmm.
Megalon's a really weird one where it has people from Atlantis.
Cool.
And that's Jed Jaguar's only appearance. And then Ghidorah, the Smog Monster, is just really weird. And then Gigant shows up around that time. And I think Titanosaur's in that one. Yeah, the 70s is weird, but this has a lot of stuff going on.
Who's the Jet Jaguar one? Who's the enemy in the Jet Jaguar one? Because Jet Jaguar is a force for good, right?
Yeah, Megalon.
Oh, Megalon.
It's Godzilla versus Megalon. Megalon's like this beetle.
Oh, okay.
There's a fourth monster in there. There's Godzilla, Megalon, Jet Jaguar.
Oh,
I always see that picture. I always see the picture of the four of them just standing.
It's there. Gigan.
Oh yeah, it is Gigan.
Oh cool.
So he comes back.
In my head, like I was sitting there, I was totally placing King Caesar in that group shot.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, is this the one? Is he gonna show up in this? But he doesn't.
No. So it's Godzilla and Jet Jaguar versus Megalon and Gigan. We'll have to get to that one eventually. It's not very good. But who knows? I might like it even more.
I just found something I gotta send you.
Okay.
Some guy's Jet Jaguar replica costume.
Oh man. Is it like a really good one or is it cardboard? It's a surprise.
It's better I just send it.
Okay.
I'd say it's in between.
That's all I have for this one. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, I did too.
It was nuts.
What it is about this particular costume is the it's a great effort, and he's standing amongst fake buildings.
Oh my god!
I want to find a video of it.
It's scary. His face is so scary.
He made it for an industrial video. I want to find a video. I want to see it in action.
He's loosely using the word replica. This is terrifying.
Some artistic license. It's part Tin Man.
It's... It's
like Bizarro Jet Jaguar.
I mean, I would totally wear this, but it's frightening. Oh, boy.
Cool. All right.
So, next episode, we're going to be talking about X from Outer Space.
Yeah, cool.
And I'm excited for that because I haven't seen it. So that'll be fun. It's fun doing these kind of weird ones that I haven't seen before.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm very excited for that. Until then, you can go to Kaiju Pod. That has our big Kaiju list. Let us know if there's anything you want us to add that to that list so we can maybe check it out for a future episode. And then it also has links to our Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, as well as all of our episodes of the show. And I think that's all I have. Till next time. I have nothing, man. There's so much crazy shit in this movie. I can't even think of one.
I'm going to go off and celebrate wet victory.
I'm going to go shampoo half my face.
Goodbye, stupid Earthman.